I need a weapon.
Giltacular.
All right, that's a Halo thing. Great. Greetings, programs. Welcome to Come On.
It's still good.
I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E.
Game on, good people.
Together, we are Koji, and we're here to finish this fight again. We're going to be reviewing the first two episodes of Season 2 of Halo. So watch along with us. Serious spoilers incoming in case you haven't watched it yet. So you guys all caught up on Halo Season 2.
I am.
I'm actually not. I've only seen the first episode, and I'm partway through the second, but I think it'll be fine.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Don't worry.
I was going to say, you're definitely fine.
That's what I've heard.
The first 15 minutes of Season 2 are fucking awesome.
Not really.
They're compared to Season 1, it's honestly in my head, I was like, oh, maybe they did fix everything.
I mean, I will say it looked like a video game cutscene, and I was like, okay, this is probably straight out of a cutscene of the video game. Like, I didn't think so. It's probably what you were looking for, but for me, it's not the video game watching. I was like, it's fine, right? Like, it's not. I will say it was probably better than all the fights in the first season, from what I remember. I did not go back and rewatch
the first like mind fight with like the colonists against the Covenant.
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
That looked kind of poopy.
That was good.
It was good.
Kind of poopy.
The elites and stuff didn't look great. I felt they looked much better.
Well, here's what I'm seeing. I've heard a lot of people online talk and reviewers and just the general discourse around the show talking about all of the improvements and how much it's improved. The effects are better and things of that nature. What I saw in the beginning, which I did like. I'm on your side on that. I also thought that it was a really good way to start Season 2 off. What I saw was not that the effects got better. It's that they replaced the showrunner, and the showrunner they have is smarter. Because if you don't have the budget to do a crazy, highly detailed, amazing-looking set piece with tons of CG aliens and make it look convincing, but you still need that, is you do it in the fog, and you do it at night. Which is not what they did in Season 1. Because in Season 1, the big opening fight scene was in broad daylight. The middle action sequence in the hump of the Season 1 when they lose the key was in broad daylight. And then the final action sequence of Halo Season 1 where Cortana takes over, they invade, they're shooting grunts and fighting brutes with warhammers. That was in broad daylight. And everything looked bad. I'm saying that everything is probably of a similar quality of effects work. With the time and budget that they had, but somebody thought, hey, if we need this, how about we add some fog and then come up with a storyline for the fog and then make it not in broad daylight, which is what they did. So remember, we talked about that during She-Hulk. We were like, hey, lawyers work at night too. Like, what? If you don't have the money to make her look really, really good, why is every office scene with She-Hulk happening in daylight? Dude, she's got to have some night hours too, right? It's just... They were more creative with it. So, but I did enjoy it.
Was it just a mist or a fog?
Which one? Because of that draw distance, I'm going to say it's probably more mist.
That's right.
I was driving. After the snow, it got really hot. And where I drive to work, it became... Mm-hmm. I don't know if I was in a fog or a mist.
There was
a misty day. But it was straight out of the movie. I couldn't see 2 feet in front of me. Yeah. I would not have been surprised if a spider monster tried to get in my car. But I was okay. But the entire drive, I was trying to figure out if it's missed.
I'm glad you made it.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm fine. Did you guys go back and rewatch any of Season 1 or remember any of Season 1 before this?
I mean, I remember vague details.
Unfortunately, remember most of it. Yeah.
I apparently have tried to protect myself from pain, and I forgot Bokeem Woodbine is even a character in Halo. Yeah.
They tried to focus on him more. But I don't think they did a great job refocusing his character.
They show the Asian girl. I can't remember what her name is. And I was like, who the fuck is this chick?
Right. Yeah. You forgot all about her, right?
Yeah, forgot she existed.
Just doing cave paintings, apparently, talking to his kid. Back to the beginning real quick. Can I just say, I was pleasantly surprised. I was excited. I was like, oh, this is definitely a marked improvement. I'm enjoying this. It starts off, you got Silver Team. Best part of Halo was Silver Team. I mean, Season 1 was Silver Team. I still love the character designs, the armor. I'm like, man, everybody's in there suits and everybody's in their helmet and they start immediately with an action scene. And then it goes to like the opening title and then it's immediately Chief in a shower. It's no armor. No helmet.
You don't get armor for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, all right, there we go. All right. I see where we're at. We're right back to where we started.
Well, that's you like when he went to the peep show and was like crying, like looking, like trying to make her look like Cortana. That scene didn't get you. I mean, I did. While I was sitting there, I was like, huh. Maybe Reagan is right. Maybe this is some kind of love story. I was like, maybe he's on something. That's not
his first rodeo. How many times has he cranked it while crying?
That seemed like his thing. I mean, but obviously, truth time, if they had those things, you'd be in there spending all your credits. There'd be no credit. Like, you'd be broke every, like, 5 hours into after payday, you'd be out of money because you'd just be
I'd be selling blood.
Can I say that as a gamer who's been playing Halo Infinite almost this entire time, I'm on a bit of a hiatus right now, but when he had to swipe his card and give money to alter her, the cosmetic look, to make her blue,
yeah.
I was like, that's unfortunately meta, and that hits a little bit too close to home. It's like, I don't think they knew what they were doing there, but I was like, yeah, that's about right. That sounds right for Halo. Got to swipe if you want to make it blue.
Those, like, use one of those skips. Or you could use a skip to get a different quest line or a bounty.
That's exactly what it felt like, embarrassingly enough.
I like that he was getting mad that she kept talking. That's fine. Riz is the story I'm enjoying the most so far. I still want to see more Spartans doing Spartan shit, less people in the world doing people shit.
So you want less of Halsey playing games with clones that just bleed clones up their nose and die?
Essentially, as they find out they're clones, they just bleed, or they just
I think he like has a kill switch, and anytime they try to, she tries to get his name, but then he reveals himself to her like he was killing them because she's like, "How long is this gonna go on? Because I'm just gonna keep asking your clones for your name," and then
Which also, I'm not digging him as a villain so far.
I'm sure he'll get more villainy.
So does he? Yeah, I'm sure. But he doesn't believe Chief's story about the Covenant. No. Who does he think did all this?
Yeah, it's a good question.
He's supposed to be running this vast network that has intelligence.
I don't know. I can't help you.
Does Master Chief just need to rip like a grunt's head off and like bring it back?
Yeah, that would probably would have helped.
He wouldn't have been able to bring it back though. They typically explode into confetti.
I guess they had to run because the planet was getting glass. I was like, he killed a couple of elites out there that when he had the shotgun.
Yeah, but he had to grab Perez and then bring her back. He couldn't he couldn't do all of it.
Although when he was shooting that shotgun, I was annoyed that he didn't do the melee motion that you do in Halo if you hit your melee button after a shotgun shot.
Oh, that stuff doesn't bother me anymore. We watched season one.
I just wanted to see it just as a shout out.
No, I've given up all hope in seeing melee. Yeah, no, I'm over all of that now.
That's something so small. It costs $0.
I agree, but it's like I've stopped expecting that. Like, I'm trying to enjoy the show watch it for what it is. And I still say that it is an improvement. It's just, like you were saying, for every step forward they take, they're taking another one back. I don't need Quan. I'm not really interested in Soren's storyline at all. Had they focused more just on Chief, the fallout of what was done to him with Cortana, and then the rest of Silver Team adapting to having their pellets. After having all of their pellets taken out. Dude, Vanek watching like essentially cat videos and meme videos. Hilarious.
The nature channel the time.
I would want more of that. Like, I'd say split it pretty evenly between the interpersonal relationships and building up more of who the Spartans are so that we care about them, going on the bigger story arc about the war that they're fighting and what's going on with the Covenant, and then flashing to Halsey. And then you've got a show, but to also include Soren and to reintroduce Quan, it's too much, and it's too much essential block that I don't care about.
You haven't even seen they bring what's her face back? What's the blonde chick's name? Charlie Murphy.
McKee.
Where she shows up at the end, and I was like, didn't you die?
Yeah,
I was
like, wait a minute, I have to read about what happened because I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Chief thought you were dead too.
No one's ever really gone. I mean, Kai said I shot her. You saw me shoot her. Yeah. So I'm sort of remembering that, I think. I thought she was dead. I thought she died at the end of season one in the final episode.
What did Kai shoot her Kai was going through all that stuff after she took her pill out? Maybe she missed?
No, I think we saw her shot in the final episode, if I'm not mistaken.
No, not dead. Burned badly. I want so much more from this show than it's capable of giving me.
I don't say. I mean, it's capable of giving you. It's just not giving it to you.
It's just not going to. It annoys me already because I read the hype machine that was behind it and didn't believe it.
No, I mean, if you
Master Chief himself was like, yeah, this season's so much better. And I remember that's screaming about how I'm sure it is.
But the thing is, it is better. So it's getting better scores everywhere. And I think too many people are confusing it with that making it good now. It's not good. I don't think it's good. What I'm saying is that it is better and it's definitely an improvement. So everything's headed in the right direction. It's only a couple of episodes in. I still find it interesting and I'm still a fan of the source material. So I'm going to watch it. But after tempering all of my expectations because of season one, I was still, you know, pretty surprised at how much I was enjoying it so far. But again, only because it's better, not because it's good.
Mm-hmm. Now when they get to like the stupid auction on the pirate planet, which I forgot about the pirate planet.
Yeah. What a ridiculous way to run that. But then we also saw that the whole asteroid system was held together with cable cars, and that's how they travel around. Remember all of that? Like, nothing made any sense. So it's like, how else would you expect them to do a human auction for indentured servitude?
I really wish they'd condense it down just to make this more just about the Spartans removing their pills and becoming more people, having emotions. And I think that's a better way to go.
Yeah, but remember when we talked about it in season one, that it seemed like that might be a direction they were going, but then they went the opposite direction with the finale. Remember, the whole thing was about them taking out their pellets and then becoming more human and having emotions and being able to use that. And that's what makes them Spartans, and that's what makes Master Chief Master Chief. But in the final moments, when they were down and out, what saved the day was a computer
taking his head,
taking him over, shutting down his emotions, and just robotically shooting and killing everybody. So that's clear. I mean, they can't have it both ways. So it doesn't seem like, I don't think we're really going to get that, because that doesn't seem to be the theme or motif that they're going with.
Yeah. Maybe when the war finally starts and breaks out and they can't deny it anymore, maybe the show gets better. I can't see us going week to week on this show doing a podcast about it, because
it'd be too depressing.
I'm already depressed after two episodes.
How many episodes is it running? Do we even know?
Eight. Probably. Eight.
No, it's a shorter season.
Six. So really, we're just going to do one more episode to catch up on how
pretty
it was.
Much. If it's,
I know,
six,
it was. It's shorter than last season.
We're 33% done already.
Yeah.
Wasn't it 10 last? I think it was 10 last.
Rob, are you looking it up?
Yeah.
I just know it's shorter than
season eight episodes. It's only one episode shorter. It's 8 episodes.
Okay.
Oh, it was 9? What a weird number. No, it's definitely not going to be every week. Maybe in 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks after that, we might do this 3 times, or we'll get a post-mortem. This is what happened over the final 60% of the show. But, you know, we're having fun. We're keeping it light.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I should just put a pill in, and then I won't feel emotion, and I won't care what they do with this show.
It's like the worst lesson to take from the show.
I want to thank my brothers and E for joining me on this big team battle.
If you would like us to co-op more Halo DLC, drop us a like and a share. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are CoSG Pod on X, Instagram, and the internet at large. These bonus episodes will be dropping on, whenever we feel like it, on Subspace Frequencies, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever podcasts can be found.
As we always say on GG, no reheating Halo, that wizard came from the moon. MOON.
That spells moon.
Skeet shot, skeet, skeet, skeet.